Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think if I was a cool dad and I wanted to have a time to remember with my child, especially a boy, I'd take him out to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then as a hoot, I would say, hey, let's get the cicada tacos.
I really wouldn't have any hesitation based on the fact that they've been cooked and prepared. It's the second time I've heard nutty when Rob was describing it as a nutty consistency. And, 17 years. I might not be here next time.
You're right, Mike. You're not kidding about the cast of dreamy guys. Jason Statham, Scott Eastwood, Post Malone, Josh Hartnett, and Jeffrey Donovan. And then standing by herself, Niamh Algar. And she does look like a young Jane Lynch.
Why don't you look up a picture of her and see if you can show it. And I really probably didn't give her a lot of credit saying a young Jane Lynch.
Oh, she could be prettier, but she's pretty. when you move out of your home, your broken up home next year, can you find a nice English basement? They're actually pretty affordable here in the city. So we can hang out in the city. You'll be closer to work.
Oscar, my plan is much sweeter than that.
What's that?
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? What do you mean by
that? Darkness.
I'm going to live at Podcast Village.
Oh, it'll just shock up.
Yeah, because I already have a parking spot and everything.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying, well, some days, our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like San Francisco, California, Hatteras, North Carolina, Flagstaff, Arizona, Denby, Wales in the United Kingdom, Austin, Texas, and Lillehammer, Norway. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it is a very, very special day. Now, the little bugs that come out of the ground, they're basically almost at the end of their run, aren't they? Are they going away or are they staying? What's going on?
I feel like we have another week of this.
Yeah, I think it's also been inconsistent around the D.C. area.
So there may be some of the little buggers that are still underground that haven't emerged yesterday from their...
I believe so.
In the burbs, they're rocking. They're just starting to come out in the city. Just starting to.
Yeah, we back up to the Naval Observatory, and when I go to the parking deck, you hear them. They're screaming. They're screaming. They're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Rob. All right. So let's see. What am I doing here? Do we have a chef in the studio, or do we have...
No, we have him live from his kitchen.
Via
Zoom.
His kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Chef Tobias Padovano. Chef Tobias Padovano is the chef de cuisine at Cocina on Market in Leesburg, Virginia, and is an old school D&M listener who Don and Mike, who has indeed met me before. That's exciting.
Yes.
Cocina on Market serves authentic Oaxacan dishes from southwestern Mexico, made with seasonal and locally sourced ingredients. It sounds delicious already. Cocina and its two sister restaurants, Market Table Bistro in Lovettsville, Virginia, and Market Burger and Fries in Purcellville, Virginia, are leaders in farm-to-table cuisine and are consistently named among the top restaurants in Northern Virginia. Sorry about that. And there is Chef Tobias. Chef, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing?
It's great to see you. Where did we meet, my friend?
We met at Evo Bistro. We were doing an event for Health and Haitian Angels.
Well, long time ago.
In 2000s. That was a little while ago. And you were going to guest auctioneer there. It's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's great. And congratulations with your success in your many, many restaurants. And you certainly got a lot of publicity when you decided to really dive in to the cicadas. Is this something you had in the back of your mind as we were having the run-up to all the cicadas coming out of the earth? Or how did it go down? When did you decide you're gonna take them to the tacos?
So we serve grasshopper tacos on a daily basis here. They're an excellent source of protein. People love them. So that was one of those things we were able to, go from grasshoppers to cicadas very, very easily. just because it's an insect. If you treat it the same way, boil them, dehydrate them, they're going to be very close and similar to the same taste. And this is just something not only fun to do, but also something to show people, you know, that there are other ways to get protein and vitamins and minerals besides just having a steak.
And in many other cultures, as I think more people than we would give credit to know, the idea of eating insects in other cultures is pretty common. A lot around the world, people know that this is a source of protein. Mm. Oscar looks green already.
Oscar came in. Green.
I'm horrified.
Not happy to see the bugs.
With all due respect, Chef, I'm horrified.
I definitely understand that.
Go ahead.
You go to Mexico, you're going to find different street vendors with all sorts of different things going on. You'll find grasshoppers, you'll find millipedes, tarantulas, you'll find maggots. You'll find everything dried and ready to be served and just eaten as a snack on the street. This is nothing new that you're going to find in Mexico. They're everywhere.
Sir, I've been to Mexico City, and I didn't see this on every street corner, and I spent a summer there, and I'm from Bolivia. I left Bolivia not to have to do this.
Well, with the way things are going, you know, in the ecological environment, you know, you're going to have to start getting to that point of understanding that bugs might be the next thing we do besides beef. You can't clear out all the forest for cattle farms.
Attaboy. That's right, true. Chef Tobias. True. You shut your mouth, Oscar. You listen to the chef right now.
I won't look at it. I'll eat it.
He is protecting the environment. We have too many trees being cut down for pasture land. And by the way, all that pasture poop is getting into the Lake Okeechobee, and then it's pooping down the river to Fort Myers Beach, where we have another blue-green algae season down here with all that crap in the water that's destroying tourism.
Also,
people don't want to come back and
with
do
the
it.
Price of steak because of the hack, this is all I can afford.
That's right. That's right. You can go pick these yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go through the process here, Chef. And by the way, the restaurant is Cocina on Market. That is in Leesburg, Virginia. I would be probably, if I lived in that area, I probably would have been there multiple times. And a fantastic restaurant in Leesburg. And the process for preparing these, you clean them. Boil them and dehydrate them. You do all that to them. Take us through the process of how you do this.
So basically, I take the cicadas and I boil them in water like you would a lobster, and we boil them for about 5 minutes to clean up all the impurities of the insects. Then I take them out of there, put them in the oven overnight, and let them dehydrate. And then they're nice and crunchy. Nice little snack in the morning when I come in.
Now, when you prepare them to go into the taco, is there any final seasoning or final touch that you put on the bugs before they go into the tacos?
So for the final insects, basically, a little onion, little garlic, and serrano chili really help to add to the flavor, bring things in nicely. And then we finish it off with a little cilantro, a little lime juice, and that's all sauteed together. In the taco itself, we'll take a little avocado, a little mole verde, and a little bit of fresh radish on top. And there you go. And it's a delectable taco.
So explain how this is going to work, guys. We're going to watch him prepare these.
Yes, and
you guys are going to dive in.
We have the deconstructed tacos here. He sauteed the cicadas right here, Mike, that we had last
Ready
night.
Ready to rock.
There's a little fellow right there.
Mm.
Now, what are we looking at the kitchen right there, the other picture that I'm looking at right now? All right, so dive in.
The kitchen can.
Let's get to it. All right, here we go. Let's take a look.
Okay,
I want to see what they look like.
This is a very Regis type segment, isn't it?
I love it.
So,
yeah.
All right, the chef has got the pan ready to go.
Oiling the pan.
Right. Now, like okay.
Yeah, a little oil in the pan. Give it a moment to heat up all the way. But yeah, this is one of our restaurants. We have two other restaurants in our group. Jason Lace and Rebecca Lace. They've been absolutely fantastic. Out in Lovettsville, they have Market Table Bistro. And then out in Percival, they have Market Burgers. The best burgers you're going to find in this area for sure.
Market Burger and Fries in Purcellville. And that is just such a, if you get to Northern Virginia, in the D.C. area, if you want to see what I do believe is probably one of the most beautiful parts of the area.
Wonderful.
You know, you've got Purcellville, which is my favorite town in Northern Virginia, and Lovettsville, equally beautiful, great rolling hills, countryside. And as my wife used to say to me, it's not just an area to look at as you're going to Charlestown Casino.
But it certainly is on the way.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You can also stop by all the different beer places that are out here, you know?
Yeah.
960 is doing a Cicada Brew X beer out here. So it's just, you know, people are really diving in and trying to get into the whole cicada thing, which is absolutely fantastic.
Have you, Chef, let me ask this before you fry up the cicadas here. Have you noticed the flip that people are getting out more? People are starting to come alive in the D.C. suburbs, that people are going out to eat? It's got to be a pretty gratifying feeling, I would think, in your business.
After everything that we've been through in the past year, this has been just wonderful to be able to see our restaurant full most of the weekdays and weeknights. And then definitely on the weekends, this place just fills up. It's really nice to walk through and just be able to bump into people left and right. And everybody's just having themselves a really good time. You know, it's been a little difficult being able to find employees and stuff like that, but that's okay. You know, one thing will come before the other.
I think so.
There was a good crowd. There was a good crowd in there last night. You're still offering rooftop seating, right, Chef?
That's correct. Yeah, we do rooftop seating. We have it open during lunchtime and dinner time. We have it open on the weekends as well, Tuesday through Saturday. As long as it's not raining, by all means, people are able to go up there, sit down, and enjoy themselves. And it's probably one of the best spots to sit in Leesburg. Sit up there above everybody else and watching everyone. Have a nice margarita in your hand, and life is really, really good.
All right. Well, let's get going. Let's start cooking. Let's see this. All right, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Mm-hmm. A little garlic,
yeah.
A little chili.
Ice.
You can hear it sizzle.
Mmm.
Out the bugs.
Bugs are coming.
Oh, right.
There they are.
The critters.
There
they are.
They're little suckers.
Yeah, they don't look so little. Let me tell you. They don't look so little.
Everything's good with garlic. Yum, yum. Good video day, folks. I want to thank Mark Riddell, Twitch, for running our camera out there.
Doing a good job.
Wonderful. Dual cameras.
We appreciate that. Dual cameras. Fantastic. This is a real video.
This is nuts.
You know, it was so pretty. It had pepper. It had the garlic and the onions, and then nice big black bugs.
There's a good shot.
Guys.
Well done. Yes, you're doing a great job. There they are. They look like dates or giant.
That's what I'll pretend. They're dates.
Bad dates.
Or prunes.
You know? Dates. Right, they waited 17 years.
And so you guys are going to put it together yourself.
Yes.
After,
yeah. As soon as he says we're ready to rock, we can start putting them together.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but you know, it probably would be a lot better if it's right off the grill instead of, you know, sitting there.
I don't know, Mike. I think it's a lot like pot roast. It's better the second day.
The second day.
Is Pony doing any? You're just going to put those in the taco shell?
Yeah, I warm them cold pizza. These are warm.
Yeah, I warm the tortillas.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Right.
And I warm the bugs. Buggers.
All right. And they've been cooked the same way Chef Tobias is doing that.
So the first layer, Chef, is bugs?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to do this. No.
I put 7 on mine.
No.
You have 7 cicadas?
Yes, I do. Right. 7 cicadas
now,
right there.
Now, what are you going to put on top of your cicadas?
What's our next layer, Chef?
The next layer is going to be the mole verde.
Ah, which is
the green sauce.
Green sauce?
It's a Mexican mole. It's the green sauce. It's one of the 7 classic moles. And then to finish it off, we're going to put a little bit of radish on top.
I have five bugs.
Okay. Good for you. Five. Good. They're cicadas, and they're perfectly cooked. They're cooked. They're boiled. They're clean. They're dehydrated. Forgot, can he kill them anymore? He can't kill them anymore, Oscar.
Chef, do we do the avocado before the radish?
You should put the avocado in before the cicadas.
Oh, I messed up.
That's okay, Rob.
My layering is going to be bad.
I'll take that. I'll do it right.
So it's a little guac. Is that a little guac that we're seeing on top of that?
Yes.
It's a little guacamole.
You do tableside guac at your restaurant, Chef?
We just don't have the space for it, or the staff to be able to do it.
Okay,
Chef, do you have a specific tree? A tree that you pick off these guys?
Okay, I thought the camera was going to lock up on me with that. Are we ready to dive in, fellas?
Got mine assembled.
I'm still making them.
Rob, hold on. Hold off, and I want Oscar to go first.
Wow!
Josie Grossi.
I wish I had my own here. But no. This is all right.
Hold on. I got to put him on. Hold on. I'm trying to put
the guac on it.
I did put the guac. And I got to put the other guy, right?
All
right.
Yeah, this guy? That and then some radishes.
Okay, hold on. Then some radishes.
It's going to have a nice crunch to
this
it.
This is great.
Even without radishes, it'll have a crunch to it.
By the way, this is all coming to us from Cocina on Market in Leesburg, Virginia. Chef Tobias Padovano. And this is, you ready, Oscar?
I'm ready.
You delayed enough.
I'm ready.
I cannot pad any longer. Take it away.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Oscar.
The first crunch.
Dive in.
A cicada taco. Thank you, Chef.
All right.
We can feel the bugs.
You can feel the bugs?
Mm-hmm.
In your mouth?
A little
perfectly
feet.
Perfectly cooked.
Oh, God.
Feet.
I'm sorry. Hold on. One more bite.
What?
One
Don't
more
apologize. Bite. Oh, good. One more bite is a good thing. One more bite is a good thing. Oh, he's diving in. Look at that.
Oh, he's a sloppy taco eater.
He's diving in. Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, don't shake your... Come on, Oscar. What's your honest opinion?
In a crunch.
So to speak.
No pun intended.
In a crunch? You go ahead and...
You can sustain yourself on these. Chef, they taste amazing.
Okay, that's good. Rob, now the real cuisine. And Rob, do you think there's a chance you could eat that entire...
In one bite?
Taco in one bite? Yeah.
I could.
Okay.
And I shall.
All right, very good. All right, very good. Here we go. Watch this. All right, there we go. Nope.
Some got on your shirt.
Oh, no.
Chef, I got to tell you, I was expecting the worst. And if I didn't know they were bugs, and you're telling me they're protein, like the grasshopper bars?
I would dive in right now. I'm looking at these pictures. I would have absolutely no hesitation go right in.
So much texture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's got everything going on.
A plethora of texture.
But I will say this. The spicing is so good. Really right on the... It's got great front burn, just a little bit
if
of
you
spice.
Didn't know that these guys were
a little,
just...
A little heat? Is there a little heat in there? That's good. I like that.
Chef, if you could do this with bugs, I what can't you do with steak?
You can do anything with steak.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you think... Are there other bugs that lend themselves to non-savory preparations like chocolate covering?
Say that one more time.
I mean, this is obviously a wonderful savory presentation, the taco, but sometimes you see bugs that are like chocolate covered. Do you do any sweet stuff with bugs that you approve of?
I'm not a big fan of doing bugs with sweetness. It just the earthiness is too much for the chocolate for me personally, but there are definitely people out there that do that. I know for a fact that there's a couple of people around town or around this area that have been doing chocolate covered cicadas. And you know, that's really cool. I'm not really want to mix the sweet, you know, with the earthy flavor of the bugs. I'm more of a, I like the savory part of it.
Rob, are you going to try one of the cicadas just by itself?
Yeah, because I'm afraid that the cicada flavor might have gotten lost because the homemade guac. And
I was happy about that. Not afraid.
All right, go ahead. Pop one into your mouth, Rob. Go ahead. See what.
Can't really hear it. Turn off
That's
your
okay.
gate.
That's right. Don't worry about the gate. There they are. Oh, there they are. I see the wings. Oh, there. Twitch is showing us a shot of, is that the cicada after it's come out of the oven, after it's been dehydrated, Chef? That's what we're looking at?
Mike, these taste.
Yeah, hold that right up to the camera. There we go. There's a little. How are they, Rob?
They taste good.
Okay. Can you describe the flavor?
There's like a grassy flavor, maybe. Almost
nutty?
Nutty. That's it. It's like a
I've
almost
heard nutty before.
Walnutty almost. Walnutty.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. You know what?
He had another one. Would Oscar like to have one
Try
without
one
the taco?
We're not friends.
Try one
what are you, doing?
I think you're gonna be surprised.
Without the taco?
Yeah.
Let's just by itself. Twitch, show us the cicadas again. If you can, I'd like to see the cicadas.
Oh, they were great!
I threw them.
Are you going to try one by itself?
I don't know if I can go
try
that
one.
Far.
Would Pony like to try one?
You know what? I'll give it a shot.
Come on in. I draw a line somewhere.
They really, I mean, it's just, they're really bugs. It's great. I think it's fantastic.
It's not what I expected at all.
Come on over, Bone. Wow. Right in front of the camera.
And by the way, where do you source your cicadas, Chef? They're all over the place. Where do you get them?
They are all over the place. We actually started sourcing them from a place online. We were able to find them and get them shipped to us. So it works works much better for us, for sure.
My son is fascinated with seeing cicadas
bugs.
Be consumed. The boys are eating bugs.
Hey, so,
Twitch, taco. Can we get a shot of the bugs again? Let's get a shot of the bugs for Michael. That's what they're eating. See them?
Jumping into your inner 10-year-old at this point, you know, just eating bugs and whatever is in front of you.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Now I know why dogs eat them.
See, Michael, here's one right here.
You see? Here, get your headphones.
Hold on. Headphones on.
All right, go ahead.
On. All right. Hi, Michael.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Look, I have one here, too. You want to see me eat it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is on the right. And then he's putting his
mouth.
Yeah. This is awesome. Chef Tobias Padovano, thank you so very much for
I loved
taking,
you on Sons of Anarchy.
He does look like the guy from Sons of Anarchy. Thank you so much for joining us. Go out and check out Chef's work out at Casina on Market in Leesburg, or you can go to Casina on Market. That's also in, let me see, that's Casina on Market is Leesburg, Market Table Bistro in Lovettsville, and Market Burger and Fries in Purcellville, Virginia, a great part of the country. Thank you very much, Twitch. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Chef Tobias, thank you very much. We
pleasure,
appreciate
Chef.
That.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Woo! Wonderful. Oscar, delish. Absolutely delish. So the boys ate bugs today. What do you think of that? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Aw.
Ate a cockroach.
You what?
Ate a cockroach?
What?
Oh, you want to eat a cockroach?
Fry a cockroach.
Really?
Not on the menu.
It's like he's a gambler. He wants
can you
up,
tell Twitch
up the
to
steak.
Disconnect? Can you tell Twitch
or you
to
can
disconnect?
Take him off, Rob, if you'd like. Just remove
Twitch
the man.
Disconnect.
Okay, there you go.
Way to go. Hey, that's great. All right, well, get out of here. I'm doing a show, will you?
One thing before I leave.
Yes. Sure.
Thank you.
Hey!
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Something new in the repertoire.
That was new.
Yeah, it's a new one.
That was a
just
new guy.
Just made a little fart sound. That's all he did. So, overall, you might not seek it out, but it was pretty fascinating.
I was a cool dad and I wanted to have time to remember with my child, especially a boy, I'd take him out to the restaurant, maybe the fam, and then as a hoot, I would say, hey, let's get the cicada tacos.
I really wouldn't have any hesitation based on the fact that they've been cooked and prepared. The thing I couldn't do, I couldn't eat them live.
No.
What about day old? Day old, they're pretty good.
You know what? It's the second time I've heard nutty when Rob was describing it as a nutty consistency. And, 17 years. I might not be here next time they come,
Well, I spoke to the chef when I picked him up last night. I was talking to him. I said, what is your procedure? And he walked me through it. He says, yeah, I don't like to eat foods that squirt. So that's why he goes to such the trouble to dehydrate them.
Good.
But he said that.
I agree 100%.
So smart.
Biting into one and then having it.
Yeah, like I don't want that. I don't want that.
Nastiness. But,
neat place, though, and good. I mean, the preparation was great. You wouldn't know it if you didn't know what it was.
The closest I've come to this is there were lollipops, scorpion lollipops in Beijing that they sold.
I've seen those,
side of the road. That's the closest I've come to a bug.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you eat one? Did you eat one of the scorpion lollipops?
Yeah. You lick them. They're dehydrated, same thing. They're covered in like a candy coating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it's...
Did you get to the scorpion itself?
I didn't. Once I got to licking the actual scorpion, I was like, this is enough. But I did buy one, and I walked around. No blow pop involved, no gum in the middle, just the scorpion. This guy was pleasantly surprising, Mike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just shocking.
I think it is. That's why. So he's probably selling a lot of them. That's the way. And that bucket of cicadas that we saw, that was pretty intense.
Yeah.
With the wings and stuff like that, but delicious.
He's right about the grasshoppers. For some reason I feel more comfortable eating a grasshopper.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't that strange?
It was so cool at the restaurant seeing him pulling a huge sheet pan of cicadas out of his oven. It was amazing. And it was fun. As a fellow food service manager, I had stuff to talk to him about. So it was good.
Well, we have a crime spree in Cocoonville.
Yes.
We have a crime spree. Somebody came over a wall And about, I don't know, 2:45 in the morning, was seen on a camera, came over the wall, and about 2:45 was seen leaving with a big bag filled with stuff at about 6:45.
Really?
That is a brazen little
God.
Stop this string of robberies. So we're a little on edge. Just got the email right before airtime today.
Like a cat burglar.
3 o'clock, like a cat burglar. You know, and it's far away from it. This is a big place that I live in now with, you know, with lots of houses. One right out there. And we all lived in little ticky-tackies, and they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And came over and I guess was picked up on a camera. I don't know whether it's the community camera. I've said this before, all right? I don't want to slam anybody that's over the age of 65, but there is a... We have modern technology everywhere now where everybody can get a Ring camera.
Sure.
Everybody can
just
put
like
it on their house.
Just like in Murder Dirter.
Murder Dirter. Mm-hmm. You can have cameras.
Yeah.
You have cameras, right?
Everywhere.
But everybody still thinks that that little plastic gate in a community down here is going to save everybody from you know, the real world out there. And
right.
It's not. What's going to save people is technology. And paying attention. And I when I lived in my other location over there, I used to say, can we do that? Well, they don't want to do that. And I didn't want to get so terribly involved that I would do it. You got to, I think, when you have the technology that's cheaply and easily available to you, you know, you deal with that.
Did you get like notified from the association? Did they tell you how many houses were hit?
No, nobody knows yet. They don't know the details yet.
That's the scariest part.
That is scary.
Because I would assume, Rob, that the houses that are hit are people that are no longer living here right now.
I thought you were going to say no longer living.
Oh, like a snowbird. They don't know until they come back.
This is the perfect time. June 1.
They know.
Time it.
Wow.
It's, you know, I ran into the box store today. And empty. Empty parking lot, empty. They leave like the cicadas. They crawl back into their holes to come back, you know, next after the first of the year, after the holidays.
Is the heat oppressive yet down there?
It's the same kind of heat you get in D.C. You
okay,
know, it's,
yeah.
It's a little warm.
You know what
warm,
I find most disturbing about the robbery right now is that someone still walks around with a satchel. Like Santa Claus.
A big sack? Like the Grinch?
Like you think you get a dolly, at least roll it out.
No, hold on just a second. Let me say it's June 2nd.
At this point,
see if I can,
you know?
Technology, please.
Yes.
Yeah, something.
Get
a cart. Let me see if they, I don't know if they said that they said.
Going to hurt your back.
Or not. I'm going to go to the, Carla forwarded me the email.
I assumed if it was in Florida, they would have had a stolen shopping cart.
Is this an internal, email or is it on Nextdoor?
This is from the community itself, from the lady.
If
that,
it was on Nextdoor, it would be. Can someone recommend a good house to rob?
No, there's nothing. And it's one of those. You ever get those emails where you have to kind of scroll around?
I hate that.
It's not formatted properly.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes.
You know that right there. I should tell you everything you know. So yeah, Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
Dateline. Sunday morning.
2:45. At about 6 a.m., the culprit is videotaped leaving the community by the same way they came in, this time carrying a large bag. Ho, 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 ho.
It's reverse Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The Grinch.
Well, that's it. We're buying a gun. We're buying a big
How
gun.
Tall
big
is your wall? Handgun. Is it like Trump's wall? What kind mm-hmm. of, what are we talking about?
No. But by the way, this is the back. This is over, let me see. I don't want to give all the deets away. They might get mad at me if I do that. But
how tall is a good wall? In Latin America, we got a good probably 15 feet. And then glass, they take pieces of broken glass.
Pieces of glass, I saw that. I've seen that
before.
Yeah,
put a red on top.
They crunch the glass up.
Don't they do, like, isn't it like 8 or 7 feet for a privacy wall? Isn't that what they say?
Well, I, you know, the one in back of my house is, it's on top of a big mound of dirt.
Okay.
So it is a very difficult wall to scale, I would think, if you didn't have like hooks.
Yeah.
Now, down towards the other area where Hospice Acres connects to Cocoonville, you know, you've got a lower area.
I didn't realize they had opened phase two.
But that, you know, it's interesting because that is, you know, that's towards the back, but I don't know enough about it. But it's,
have you thought of putting any, was it booby traps? At the foot of your wall.
No, I thought about another, you know, I've got a Ring camera in Maine. I don't have one down here outside. like a flood camp.
Yeah, flood
camp. They're the best thing ever. Yeah. I think they're.
I bet if you put it to your son, he would build a wonderful booby trap. Like with palm
like with
fronds
a drone
over the
or
top.
Something like that.
Punchy sticks.
Yeah, and pointed sticks
trench
at the
warfare.
Bottom. Sure. You ready to go?
I'd like to do, you know, I think maybe we should have a neighborhood watch. That'd be kind of fun, you know, just have a couple of cocktails.
People stomp around with jackets.
Just drive around. Just drive around and look-see. I don't know. It's just a little disconcerting today.
Always
We're a little on edge.
Mike.
A little on edge.
If they don't let you lead the neighborhood watch, that would be a shame because you've got the know-how, you've got the background as a squirrel, you've been on ride-alongs. This is good.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. Two things I want to mention, all right? We will not have an announcement today. We are finalizing the meet and greet in Spokane, Washington. Unfortunately, they weren't able to get that to me today. We'll have the final word on that tomorrow, and I'm coming out to Spokane, Washington, and I'll let you know where we're going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's... I don't know if it's Wild West in Spokane.
Well, it is
Washington.
A trip out west anyway.
City Slickers.
Oscar Santana has been working with a certain listener, and he promises me that tomorrow we will have.
DV.
Do you promise me that tomorrow we will have?
I can give it to today, but I haven't talked to the restaurant. I feel terrible if I just give you this information.
All right, there you go. And another thing, we were going to have John Grisham on the show. I read his latest book. And Rob Spiewak writes, "I'm sorry, I blew it again. There will not be an interview with John Grisham. Management regrets the error."
Are we going to do an autopsy on that?
Made 40 years ago when he was hired. But anyway, that's so very disappointing for me today. I had a big announcement about Spokane. Can't do that. Was going to have John Grisham on the show. I can't do that. So I'm a little bummed.
Sometimes I get a little bummed out.
Things that I look forward to.
Announcement.
I'm very blessed with my life and my job. I'm very happy, but sometimes you get a 1-2 punch of disappointment.
Announcement, you know? You can confirm today. I just wanted to triple confirm.
Yeah, that's smart. Okay.
That's all cool. I wanted to do.
So we'll let you know tomorrow on Thursday's show. And it's appropriate because it'll be a Thursday that we're going to be doing it, I believe. We're doing that on is it a Thursday? I think it's a Thursday.
Look at the date.
I'm not sure what date.
Double check here. I have it in my
calendar.
Calendar.
And I better double check that too so you don't go through all
it
this trouble.
It is a Thursday. The 24th.
It's a Thursday?
The 24th.
Okay. Ah, perfect.
Thursday the 24th of June. Is save
this
the date.
Month.
We told you to this month save the date. We're very, very excited. So, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners about another failed interview?
I apologize on the miscommunications and the fact that John Grisham will not be joining us for this release. But I know he is a prolific author, and I think that
I don't want him again. No, you bone me. I read his book. I read his little book. You know, his big book. He's like, you know, and that's a no. Once you burn me, I don't. You know, I'm not around to get burned again. You know, you sent me the advanced copy of the book. I read the whole book. I don't want to do that. You're too nice. You're too nice. Be mad. Can you ever get as mad as I do? Can you ever get as mad as I do about things?
Yeah, I do get mad. I get mad, and I'm frustrated with the fact that it doesn't happen. I want it to happen very badly. I knew you were excited about this one, and I was very hacked that they said. At the last minute that his press was limited and he wasn't going to do it. And
it always happens.
I think the keyword is hack. I want to be on your side here. And I think I could have covered.
Always happens.
I could have covered for you, but you learned 3 weeks ago it wasn't going to happen. You just didn't tell Mike.
That's right. I didn't. And Mike said it before. You know, I'm loath to bring bad news. I don't like conflict. And was I disappointed? Yes. Was I mad? Yes. Do I feel boned? Yes. So I will burn that bridge. And no John Grisham. My apologies to the authors. I'm sorry, the audience. And also, my apologies to Mike. I'm sorry, Mike.
You're a good man, Rob Spiewak. But you have to do things you loathe in life. It's just part of life.
Sometimes you have to work with someone you loathe in life.
Very true.
On that note, we have to take a break. So that's it. And I'll try to get it together. I'm still really, really bummed.
You should be.
You know what? I'll be over that. I'll be over that when we... when we talk about a movie, I hate it. My inner hate will come out of me, and it'll be fantastic. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and thank you, Chef Padovano. We'll be right back.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the great state of Kentucky. This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on keeping.
I'm tired of that. All right, let's move right into the homepage, shall we?
Thank you.
No commercial?
I do a commercial, too.
And into your digital device.
All right, now, maybe it's not what yet. You need. Come on. All right. I'm sorry.
Back in business.
I'm just.
That's all I was going to understand.
Anyhow, welcome back to the Michael.
It's not like you read a book and an interview didn't happen, Mike. Jesus.
I know. All right. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone. Fueled by the lowest mortgage rates in history, the median price of a single family home has climbed 15%. So, what does this mean to you? Well, dearie, with this rise in equity, it's a great opportunity to tap into your home's equity for any reason or refinance to remove your monthly PMI. Whether it's a refi or purchase, the time to act is now, and you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage rates have fallen back into the lowest levels of the year, and you can now get a fixed rate in the low twos. These rates will not be here forever, and in most cases, loans are closing in about 2 weeks. That's pretty cool. That is really, really, really. So the sentence would be, these rates will not be here forever in most cases. Loans are closing in most cases in just 2 weeks. That's what I wanted to say. 2 weeks, Cornerstone. 2 weeks. Cornerstone First has been serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 5 years. And as a direct lender, they will guarantee to meet or beat any offer, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. How about that? The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now, Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Now play the homepage.
There it is.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
But, you know, we've been talking about Mayor of Easttown a lot on the show because we all watched it and a lot of people around the country got into that show. We recommend it highly. If you haven't had a chance to see it, watch it. In Mayor of Easttown, Kate Winslet plays a middle-aged woman who is, quote, wildly flawed, messy, broken, fragmented, and difficult. And she loves it. In fact, she doesn't like when they touch her up and make her look good.
Oh, wow.
She is a beautiful woman.
Oh, gorgeous, yeah.
One time after she filmed a sex scene, the director told her he would edit out, quote, a bulgy bit of belly. But she wouldn't let them. She says, quote, that's why people have connected with this character in the way that they have done, because there are clearly no filters, which is true. I mean, she looks like hell in a lot of scenes in this movie. She says, quote, she's a fully functioning, flawed woman with a body and a face that moves in a way that is synonymous with her age and her life and where she comes from. I think we're starved of that a bit. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic.
Agreed.
And I think, you know, and by the way, I think she was the right age for that role. I think she's at the right station in her life to do that. And it was super, super cool.
So I think one of the reasons that the show appeals to so many people and is the same reason that some people are put off by it. There is some real, real vibrant unpleasantness in that show.
Oh, and so unpleasant.
And some people dig that, and some people are really put off by that. But it is very intense, enough to make you make a snap
decision. I'll tell you this. If I went through anything like that, I'd move out of Easttown. It's just, there are too many crappy people in that town.
I don't know, Mike, with rates in the low twos, it's the time to buy in Easttown.
Buy in. We love Dick Van Dyke. We had the pleasure of interviewing Dick Van Dyke on the show a few years back. Well, he might be 95 years old, but don't worry, he will not be slowing down anytime soon. In an interview with CBS, Dick said, quote, I'm looking forward to 100. George Burns made it, and I'm going to do it too. He strongly believes in the importance of staying active. He makes sure to still do backyard workout routines like sit-ups and leg lifts. Dick said, quote, all you old guys out there, listen to me. I'm telling you, you can keep going. I'm still dancing and singing. When filming Mary Poppins Returns in 2018, he was given 3 choices for his dance number and took the hardest one just to prove he could do it.
That's great.
Dick was honored just last month by the Kennedy Center for his contribution to American culture. The ceremony will air Sunday right on CBS.
You know, that Mary Poppins Return wasn't bad, but the original Mary Poppins, I think, might be my favorite Dick pick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
You said dick pic.
How's that?
I'm not a huge tennis fan, and I don't follow the game that much, spectator sport-wise, but Naomi Osaka is making headlines because she's such a great tennis player. First, she announced that she would not be speaking to the press during the French Open. Then she got fined $15,000 for skipping a mandatory press conference after her first-round win. So she quit the tournament altogether. She blamed her depression and anxiety, which can be triggered by reporters. Well, I certainly understand that.
Yes.
Anybody that's ever been
stressful,
covered by a reporter, it can fuel anxiety. It sure can. Well, Venus Williams lost in the first round, and during her press conference, she revealed how she handles the media. She said, quote, "For me personally, how I cope, how I deal with it, was that I know every single person asking me a question can't play as well as I can and never will." I think that's funny. "So no matter what you say or what you write, you'll never light a candle to me. That's how I deal with it. But each person deals with it differently." You know, it's funny. I believe that we ought to have great reporting. But sports reporters, it's a tradition of snark.
Of course.
Tony Kornheiser is the classic sports reporter. I mean, he's snarky. He's sarcastic. He's cynical. That's what they do, these guys. If you want to see a great send-up of a sports reporter, look at Robert Duvall in The Natural. He's a snarky, nasty, "I can make you, I can break you. I'll never be as good as you. I'll never be able to do
and
what
that
you do."
It goes back to the 30s and 40s. I mean, it's a long-standing
adversarial relationship. Mm-hmm. It always has been. I don't see that ever changing.
What's the logic of... I agree that USTA should give more support. Now, all sports should give more support to these young athletes to have to deal with this type of scrutiny. But also,
right,
whether you win or lose, it's part of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what drives sponsorships. That's what drives views. That's what drives this entire machine. So there's got to be a part of an athlete that sees that side. You can't just take away that side and say, okay, we won't just do interviews anymore.
No, you can't. It is part of being a pro.
Part of the game.
It is part of the deal. I was watching Chris Evert last night, who looks at 66, I believe, still looks like she could go out there and play at Wimbledon. And she was talking to Chris Cuomo, and she was talking about how that comes with the territory. And I don't think you... remove that obligation, because the press, they're responsible for generating the heat for these tournaments and all over the world. However, I think these organizations, whether it be any professional sports league, has an obligation to offer support to their players
and,
to get
and
through
media
this,
training, and options that
absolutely
allow them to get to where they got to get.
Yeah.
By dropping out of the tournament, did she not have to pay the $15,000, or does she have to do both?
I have no idea. I really don't know, but she's not in the tournament, and she won the first round.
It's wow,
a
strange.
Very sad story, and it's if tough. She's going through that, I wish her the best. An annual study ranks over 180 U.S. cities according to 48 different metrics. Things like schools, cost of living, crime. it even looks at stuff like how safe it is for kids to ride bikes. Don't think I'm not thinking about that today. Here are the 10 best places to raise a family in 2021. I could do an hour and a half on this show about policing where we live down here. Speaking of hack, I think it's my brief encounters have been, I wonder about the resources. It's a very, very cheap place to live down here. You see the holes sometimes when bad stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, getting back to the list of great places to live. Number 10, Mad City. A lot of listeners there. Madison, Wisconsin. Number 9, Gilbert, Arizona. Oscar, do you know where
I've
that is?
I've been to Gilbert. It's a little ways away from Phoenix, but beautiful. And you can get a stack of bricks. No problem. Under
really?
200K.
Nice.
Under 200K.
And great weather.
Nice place to live
around,
out
yeah.
there.
Kind of
nice.
Gorgeous. Not during the summer, but gorgeous.
Okay. Number 8, Scottsdale. Another Arizona city.
Wow. Not a cheap
number
town.
Number 7,
beautiful.
When I go out to Spokane, I'll be also seeing Seattle. Looking forward to seeing that. That's on the list. Number 6, shout out to my good friends, the Colburns. Good people. South Burlington, Vermont. That's another fantastic
beautiful.
And really good stuff. And here we go, about halfway between Baltimore and D.C., this city always makes the list of places to live. Columbia, Maryland.
Overrated.
I
agree.
I spent a lot of time as a child in Columbia, Maryland, and I'm going to tell you, there are better places.
This list was written by someone who loves Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Plano, Texas is number 4. I don't know anything about Plano. Number 3, Irvine, California, 30 miles southeast of L.A. Number 2, Fremont, California, just outside of San Francisco. Probably expensive. Coming in at number 1, Overland Park, Kansas. It ranked first in affordability.
Wow.
So I've heard of
it. The aforementioned stack of bricks that Oscar was talking about. Yeah. Pretty cheap there. Fort Myers not on the list.
Scottsdale, all day, Mike. Yeah. Let's just go.
Scottsdale?
Let's just go. Let's move the operation there.
Only at number 11.
Only no way.
If you ever wanted to do that, I would say
yes. Let's do it.
I would say yes. I would say yes in a heartbeat.
I mean, 2 years.
According to a recent study, the average adult trusts just 7 people, and 40% say the pandemic has actually helped reveal who's trustworthy and who isn't. More than 8 out of 10 people think they themselves are trustworthy, though. It also found the top signs you're trustworthy include being reliable, not being manipulative, having integrity, respecting boundaries,
I respect this.
A good listener, being considerate, being authentic, and not canceling plans at the last minute.
Oh.
I'm most recently guilty of that particular one, I believe. That's me. We're all on that list in one way or another, so we might want to think about that. And now it's time for a little something. Yesterday, I love this story, was International Dinosaur Day.
Hey, that's nice.
And a new poll found American adults know very little about dinosaurs, even though we love them as kids. Here is the craziest stat. Close to half of Americans said they think it's possible dinosaurs still exist in some remote corner of the world. I'm sorry, I stumbled on the most important part. 1 in 5 adults think dinosaurs were still roaming the earth in large numbers 100 years ago.
What?
1 in 5.
Like Jurassic Park, like there's some crazy island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably because of the movies and the magic box. Fossil records, of course, put it at more than 65 million years ago when they were, so that's it. Also, Brando has what plants crave. You better start learning Chinese for the invasion. Thank you very much. There you go.
So true. Yeah,
they were around 100 years ago, right?
Right when they built this building.
A lot of
Wisconsin Avenue.
We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Digital.
Oh, no.
Doctor. Digital.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Dumpster.
The Digital Dumpster. Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the Digital Dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So metal!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. There's something so magical about summer nights. Maybe it's those cool, gentle breezes, symphonies of animals and insects, or the warming glow of a campfire. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your Solo Stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. Order now. You go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun in just moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's easy to keep lit, even easier to clean. They are so confident. I almost sounded like Bob Barker there.
Yeah, I did.
They are so confident you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Double check that. Guy went and bought one and said that May 31st, the coupon expired. Is that true?
No.
I don't know if it's true, but we'll double check for you, sir.
We will double check that today because this is brand new copy today.
Well, thank you for supporting our advertisers, and we'll make sure that they get that right. Remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike, and thanks to our listeners who are getting that great product. It really is a fabulous thing.
Don't you feel sorry for the poor schnooks that are like building fire pits? I mean, you can just get one, and you can take it anywhere you want and have it when
you
go.
I like that.
So great.
It's got a carrying case. Yeah. It actually does. So Solo Stove, check them out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I wanted to tell you about a movie review. Since the pandemic began and since the pay-per-view movies have been theatrical releases and streaming releases at the same time,
right?
I have had a real tough time plunking down my hard-earned $19.95 to watch a movie on TV. It just bugs me. It bugs me every time. I decided, because I had some time to kill and Carla was off slaying the dragon, that earlier today I would dive in. And I decided that I would watch something that not in a million years Carla would watch. And I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it is totally official. I will never watch another Jason Statham movie.
Oh, no.
Ever, never again.
Ever, 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 ever. All right. I just, please, producers, Guy Ritchie. Wasn't that the guy that was climbing on Madonna for a while?
Is
that
the guy? Yeah, good name.
I don't know the catalog of Jason Statham. I know he's a dreamy, bald, tough guy, but it just was so... Look, I just get tired of these movies where these magical bullets kill everybody they shoot at. It never happens in real life. Violence is messy in real life.
Yeah.
I wish they would be... I like movies that make the gratuitous violence credible enough where it disturbs you. Because somehow, maybe in my deepest, darkest fantasies, I've said, you know what? When you're watching a crime film, the crime ought to be horrific enough to make you say, this is not something that, I would
you know
ever
what?
Want to consider.
That's why you like revenge pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all rooted in that.
Because crime being evil, and then you get... But even, if I was to go back and look at a Liam Neeson movie, Taken would be a great example.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's unbelievable, but it's but I look the other way with the unbelievability because he's a likable guy. Well, Jason Statham in this movie is not likable with his magic ability to kill people, and I just thought it was dumb. It was jive dialogue, and it was jive content, jive scripts, and it bummed me out. And by the way, Scott Eastwood, dreamy just like his dad. All right. A lot of dreamy men in this. No dreamy women, really, but dreamy.
Really? Not even an attractive female lead?
No, actually, they have one woman who he sleeps with, and she looks like a young Jane Lynch. It's not a good movie.
Wow. You know,
what's
it called? A young
Wrath
Jane
of,
Lynch.
Wrath of Man. Have you seen it yet?
No,
I know you love those kind of things.
I'll consume anything that has any redeeming value, and I have not seen this on my...
Got like 93% from the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Hey, dinosaurs exist! That's the score it got on Rotten
Tomatoes. I will dive in, because I want to see, and I want to see if I can offer
Mike,
concrete counterpoint. My take on Jason Statham is if he's driving a car... He's that's off to a good start. Like him in a car, whether he's a driver or he's part of the Fast and the Furious series, great. If you get him out of that box or out of that car, you lost me. You lost me.
You're right, Mike. You're not kidding about the cast of dreamy guys. Jason Statham, Scott Eastwood, Post Malone, Josh Hartnett, some guy named Holt McElhaney, and Jeffrey Donovan. And then standing by herself, Niamh Algar. And she does look like a young Jane Lynch.
Why don't you look up a picture of her and see if you can show it. And I really probably didn't give her a lot of credit saying a young Jane Lynch.
Oh, she's... She could be prettier, but she's pretty.
Yeah.
She
could. You know what? I liked when she starred in Home Alone.
I need an uplifting series or a movie right now because Carl and I knocked out another piece of television last night, the Mila Kunis Glenn Close movie, Four Good Days.
Was it good?
About the heroin addiction.
Oh,
I thought it was very good.
No.
I thought it was good. But so.
That sounds
so
terrifying.
This is on the heels of Mayor of Easttown. Mm. You know, I believe with all of my heart that, these are diversions. But if you like cocktail about six of these things together that are all just soul-crushingly disappointing, and depressing, you'll get yourself into a bit of a funk, you know.
Of
and
course.
Then you find out the interview you were really excited about was effed up again, and you know, you just that's the last piece for me today. And the recycling didn't come today, and we got burglarized in the community. You know, it's just when will it end?
I have an outlier, puppy dog tales, and something you can watch with Michael.
All right,
and it's going to come out of left field, and Rob, you're going to hate it.
Uh huh.
Mulan live action.
Why am I going to hate that?
No, it's good. I watched it.
You know what I watched the other day? It was war. It was death. It was a happy ending. Memphis Belle with Matthew Modine. Wonderful Harry, a young baby Harry Connick. It was fantastic.
Biloxi Blues.
You know what? Something like that could be on the radar for that kind of funniness.
Throwback.
And lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it just seems to me there's an awful lot of really dark content out there.
It is
and
dark.
You know what? I'm looking for something a little happy. A great comedy. This would be a beautiful time for it. Maybe I'll watch The Wrong Missy again.
Is great. And you know what? Go back and watch Knives Out again. Knives Out is a good one.
Now, that's a one-off. That's a one-off.
I heard David Spade.
Certain movies I can't watch twice like
that. Last week on a rerun interview where he's talking about The Wrong Missy.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. And everybody during the time of The Wrong Missy, they also had the lion guy, Tiger King.
Tiger King, yeah.
Right.
So everybody was so excited about The Wrong Missy. And then, so he's getting a lot of pub about that. And then he's also at the same time getting a lot of pub on how the Tiger King looked like Joe Dirt that looked like David Spade.
Right. I remember that.
So his feed was full of like, you're so funny. But he goes, but then they're saying I look like the Tiger King. So he's like, you're so funny, but you're so ugly. Like it's
don't they ugly David Spade up with a wig?
Or Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
But is that a thing with David Spade? Because he had a wig in Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
He wears a wig in The Wrong Missy.
Yes.
Maybe it's his little thing.
His go-to gag. He got doubly boned by the pandemic because he had that talk show was just starting to catch some traction.
I have some skinny about canceled. This as well. And I'm sorry I don't have the source material because I listen to a bunch of talk radio.
Right.
And it might have been Stern. So I like telling people where they can get this. He said that he found out that his talk show was canceled by the pandemic when they got a call. His agent got a call. They said, hey, like, we just can't afford to do the show anymore. And he's like, why? Because of the pandemic. I've been trying to do it on Zoom, like doing everything I can. He goes, well, we just can't afford the show. And we don't know if Comedy Central is going to be around for much longer. That's how terrible it was when it hit.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I also heard that the David Spade show was canceled when John Grisham backed out on him.
No! Last minute thing?
And then he
had read the book!
What's that? Yeah.
David Spade had read the book, yeah.
Read the whole book. Wasted a whole bunch of time when he could have been writing jokes. Or hanging out with his family. We have to take a break. We'll come back with you have an etiquette question? You'd like, is it going to be Slap Nuts funny?
That's going to be the greatest thing you've ever heard in your whole goddamn life.
Okay, good. Looking forward to it. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, ho.
This is Trip Affleck from Austin, Texas.
Say what? Who's the P1 Hall of Fame hustler that all the listeners love? You damn right. The men want to be like him, and the women want to get with him. Or maybe it's the other way around. Man, this cat Trip is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm just talking about Trip Affleck. When you're ready to make the scene, be like P1 Hall of Famer Trip Affleck and get all the fly gear from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner, fool.
Oops, there it is. Thank you. We appreciate that. Twitch, thank you for that wonderful promo, and thank you for going out with your camera, and, just come work for us. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, sorry. Time's over. We've all been cooking a lot more lately, but it's so slow, waiting for the oven to reheat, preheat. Cleanup is never fun. That's why you've got to check out award-winning chef Emeril Lagasse's Power Air Fryer 360. It replaces 9 appliances. You heard me. 9. Number 9. It is so much more than an air fryer. It's an air fryer. It's a rotisserie toaster. broiler, pizza oven. Let me say that the right way. I'm going to list them all.
Good.
It's an air fryer, rotisserie, toaster, broiler, pizza oven, and more.
Pizza.
All in one. Emeril's Air Fryer 360 cooks with hot air, not oil, so you can cook healthier with up to 70% fewer calories. It cooks food with a whirlwind of superheated air for that great crispy fried taste without all of the added fat and calories. And it comes with accessories like a crisper tray, pizza rack, drip tray, and baking pan. And with dishwasher-safe parts, cleanup is quick and easy, too. It cooks everything perfectly every time. Burgers, mozzarella sticks, salmon, Oscar's chicken tenders, tater tots for Rob, carrot sticks to die for. Effortless. Perfect for small kitchens. I promise you will use it every day. Just hit a button and walk away, and leftovers taste better than they did the first time around. With an air fryer, you can also reheat things
that you've
cooked.
Yes.
And it makes them so crispy. For example, chicken wings. Put them in an air fryer after you've had them the night before and see what they taste like. They're amazing. Emeril's Air Fryer 360 makes an amazing Father's Day gift right now. They have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to tryemerilair.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 10% off plus free shipping. So head to tryemerilair.com and use our promo code TMOS. One last time, tryemerilair.com and use our code TMOS. Bam! Emeril's the first guy to do that.
That was his thing. Remember, that was his thing. Dad would love this. Your father would love this as a gift, I promise.
All right, you said before the show, when we were having our wonderful pre-show meeting, that you had an etiquette question for me and Oscar.
I'm curious to see how you guys would handle this, because Carrie and I have been we've been arguing about it because we have different thoughts. You know, Robert graduates this year, and we're planning a graduation get together for him.
That's at Jimmy's next weekend.
A week. 2 weeks from Saturday, Sunday, I think.
On my calendar.
But we invited, you know, a lot of people. We did the Evite thing.
Which outside?
I'm going to be, you know, I'm actually taking a flight up to the D.C. area to, I'm coming up.
Oh, you are?
Oh, awesome. Very
exciting. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So
All right, I'm sorry. What?
We invited a lot of people, and a lot of people that were important in Robert's, you know, development when he came up through school, including a couple we're pretty close to, and they have just recently...
We had a burglary in our development. I'm sorry.
That's so perfect.
We did. Top of mind.
That would flip me out, too. I understand.
Yeah, a little flippy outy.
So this couple we've known for a long time, and, you know, friends with the kids of them, and they've grown up with Robert, and they recently divorced. And because of this, the husband has gone
to... Hold on. Did you said they recently what?
Divorced.
Indeed.
And so because of this, the husband moved to another home they have in another location, and they're living separately.
The way it normally goes. That's the way it normally goes. Wifey stays home.
Why does the husband have to leave?
He doesn't always have to leave. He doesn't always leave. Sometimes the wife leaves.
Yeah.
But in my particular circumstances, I did it twice.
Isn't it sort of like a gallant thing to do? Sort of the, you know, I will leave and you can stay. And
In one of my circumstances, I mean, it was sad, but I was, I didn't want to, but I, it was my daughter's.
That's the only gallant you should be concerned of is it's a Mitsubishi gallant.
Great car.
I'm always thinking of others. That's what it is.
So when we were putting together the guest list.
Yes.
Carrie said, it would be awkward if we invited them both and they both showed up. I said, well.
They got divorced. You didn't.
I said, it wouldn't be awkward for me. And I said, besides, he won't come. He's hundreds of miles away. I said, if.
Then just send the invite to her.
But here's the thing. I feel that if we only send the one invite to her, it looks like we're making a choice between the two of them for the split. And whenever, you know, a friendship is developed with a couple and you're friends with both of them and then there's a breakup,
you got to choose.
Invariably, you got to choose. Yeah. And I don't
have so when is the party? Is it on during the day on like a Saturday or something?
It is 2 weeks from Sunday and it's a 4 to 7, I think.
2 weeks? Is it on Sunday?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I won't be able to make it. But Saturday,
I'll miss you.
I'd be there. Send a nice gift.
Why haven't it on a Sunday? God, I hate people that socialize on Sunday.
Yeah, so many reasons.
Why are you doing it on Sunday?
It was availability at the venue.
Oh, you're having it at a place?
Yeah, we're having it at Jimmy's.
Oh, okay.
Outside in the beer garden.
Okay.
So, and so, but the thing is that Kerry said, it's just, you know, he's not going to come anyway. I said, then all the more reason to invite him. Let him know he's included. And so we're still back and forth as to whether or not it's okay to send it. I'm curious how you guys would handle it.
I have a standing rule. I already have an answer because I've been down this road.
Okay.
We have a no uggos rule in our friend group.
Okay.
So we picked the best.
That really didn't enter into it.
We picked the best looking person out of the couple, and they win surely by genetics. Like we want the better looking.
The better looking of the two is Kerry, and Kerry's leaning towards just bringing the lady in.
Just inviting the lady. Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. It's mom. It's motherhood.
She would
prefer to.
Well, if I had to have sex with either the man or the woman, I would choose the woman.
Yeah, but if you were into men, would you do the man?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, over the woman.
So they're both kind of good-looking
They're good-looking people, yeah, yeah.
Who's taller? You need a tall drink of water.
I think he's taller than her.
And you got to match up to you.
Do you have any familiarity with the circumstances of the
It was very surprising for most people.
Did anyone cheat?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. What are the rumors? Tell us everything.
No rumors of that at all.
What?
I think that they just grew apart.
F that grew apart.
You almost said the F.
Oh my God!
The theory is, and this is the theory. Since we haven't named
somebody,
any
might
names.
Have done the hokey pokey.
No. I think what it is that you know they raised 1,000 children together, and the children are out of the house now, and they realize that there's not much left.
They hate each other.
Yeah, that job is done.
Brutal. Remind you of any?
What
are you? Are you secretly talking about you and your wife?
This won't happen till next year. And then people have to decide who if I get the invitation or Kerry does.
No. Of course, we choose you.
We got to bring Rob to the party. With all due respect to Kerry, she's better looking than you are. But
you're funnier. I had to break my code for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I thank you with a question mark.
Yeah, I mean, she's more attractive, but you're funny.
Yeah, but Rob's can be the life of the party.
Yeah, of course.
You know? And by the way, they're both the lives of the party when you ply them with enough alcohol.
That's true.
When you move.
But Rob's a better listener when he's drunk.
How's that?
Yeah, thank you.
But when you move out of your home, your broken up home next year, can you find a nice English basement? They're actually pretty affordable here in the city. So we can hang out in the city. You'll be closer to work. That'd be great.
Oscar, my plan is much sweeter than that.
What's that?
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? What do you mean by
that? Darkness.
I'm going to live at Podcast Village.
Oh, it'll just shock up.
Yeah, because I already have a parking spot and everything.
I think, okay, who's living in the primary residence? The
primary residence is the wife.
That's where you send the invite to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to look him up.
But here's the deal. It's an e-vite. It's all being done electronically. So it's a point-and-click type deal.
Well, when you're doing it on the cheap, Rob, that's where you get into that dilemma.
Robert requested electronic invitations for some reason.
His carbon footprint?
Yeah, he wanted to handle. He actually wanted to do the inviting himself.
So. Not a candidate.
Ask your son who he wants.
He doesn't.
Yeah, it's his party.
Yeah, he probably doesn't care.
Yeah.
But don't you think, do you think the right play is inviting them both just to let them know that they're included? Because sometimes being invited is just a nice thing.
How fresh is a divorce?
Pretty fresh.
Like how many, like weeks, months, a couple months?
Was it messy?
Well, it's not over yet.
Was it mutual?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Was it mutual? Like, hey, we got to, like, you know, bump fists, and then you're like, I'm out?
At risk of saying too much, I think one party was more in favor than the other.
Oh.
So that is, there is some awkwardness there.
Dear John, Mike, or
there
Jane.
There is some awkwardness there, but I feel that it's a bad play as a friend, a longtime friend.
So you know the dumpy and the dumper?
Oh, yeah.
Invite the dumpy.
Yeah, the person that got dumped.
Yeah, invite the person that got dumped.
So just him?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he got dumped? Oh.
Boy, the details are spilling out.
Yeah. Oh, he was the guy?
This I believe poor so, yeah. guy.
Mm-hmm. There's getting a lot of this information secondhand, but that's what he got, yeah.
There's some strapping stable boy around this.
Stable boy.
Right? I don't know.
Oh, he's the soccer coach and the yoga coach?
And the pool boy?
Weird.
We don't have a single.
I wouldn't waste any time over it. Just send it to the person that
lives
in town.
He's the one that taught you to do the Kegels?
Who are the kids living with?
Kids are out. Kids are out of the house.
But they're graduating, right?
They're all in school right now. So they'll come home to the primary residence, I assume.
Are they all in college?
One of them is.
One's graduating.
Well, how did they factor into your kid?
Well, I mean, one of them was an early graduate. and one of them was a year older than Robert. So, I mean, when you know, you got a stretch
of... they're still in school.
Yeah. So, I mean, they all went to elementary and high school.
So, they didn't
together.
Wait until they all graduated. They waited until... They hated each other so much that they actually broke up as they're on the precipice of everybody graduating.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Brutal.
What's what does Carrie think?
Carrie wants to just invite the dumper, or the one in the primary residence.
That, you know what? That's cool.
All right. That's okay. Cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was off that. Okay. So we'll go with that. All right.
He's not going to be in your life anymore.
You're probably right.
You got to side text him because when you're single, you're going to want a friend.
I have you.
No. You're going to want a real friend.
By the way, so are you close to this guy?
Pretty close.
You said he's good looking, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to want a wingman.
You're close to him?
Yeah.
Is he athletic?
More so than me.
Well, that
is he bald?
That leaves.
No, he's not. He's not terribly athletic, I would say.
Kind of schlubby?
Between athletic and schlubby.
Hey, yeah. But are you like, would you hang out with him?
I would.
Do you have regular contact with the guy?
I would if he was in town, yeah.
No, but I mean, Jesus. Sometimes
well, your question is unclear.
Prying stuff out of you because you're so cryptic.
No, you're
is this a buddy?
Is this a friend?
Yes, this is a friend.
A dear close friend?
This is a friend of mine, yes.
Have you been supportive of him while he's been going through this hell on earth?
Yes.
Have you reached out and spoken to him about it?
Not since he moved out of town. But Carrie has, as a matter of fact.
Invade her. You don't really care.
You don't care.
So, don't worry about it. You don't care.
Yeah,
it's fine. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's lived. He moved 100 miles away where he's, hopefully he's, putting down some rail lines every night. God love him.
I guess, my thought
maybe
was...
Maybe he got the lifetime pass to Pound Town.
My thought was that it would be not right to make a choice, but I guess it's okay.
I don't think it's okay.
You can always side text and be like, hope to see you at the party and let just the fireworks just happen.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something fun.
You know what? Go ahead and send them both.
Yeah.
You think?
Send them both an Evite. Yeah.
Let them fight about it.
That was my thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, it's their problem. It's not your problem.
Yeah. Send
them
both an Evite. That was my initial thing. When Carrie said, if he comes, I said, he won't. And she says, if he comes, it's going to be awkward. I said, not for me.
It won't. How many people are coming to the party?
Like, I think right now we're like between 50 and 60.
Yeah, absolutely irrelevant.
Yeah.
Matter at all.
Right.
Also,
it doesn't
matter. Just side text him. Be like, hey, looking forward to seeing you. Are you interested in a two-bedroom in Georgia?
Remember when Mayor of Easttown went to her ex-husband's wedding?
Yeah, she had a great time.
See, that was cool.
She seemed happy.
Nobody, it's not like anybody got murdered.
Oh!
Okay, we got to take a break, and we will come back. That was interesting. That was good. That was very, very good. You owed me that today.
Oh, thank you.
We'll take a break and come back.
What?
Do you have a really, really good audio vault today?
You like that last segment? You're going to love the audio vault.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, we'll be right back with Rob Stewax audio thing.
Double D.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a pro, but
I'm something of a famous
burnout on that one.
Burned out. Sorry. Hi. Oh, what's that?
Ooh. What's that?
God, that's delicious.
Cicadas.
Oh, my God, Carl.
Cicada later.
What was it?
A palmetto bug.
Oh, God.
So good. It's a country cockroach is what we call it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Here's the bad news. The world is full of uncertainty, and that might leave you feeling stressed or anxious. Everybody's seen that viral video of the Amazon dryer that was just going out of his mind. Mm-hmm. It's the world we live in right now. So do you want the good news? You can navigate change, feel more relaxed, and quiet your mind with Calm. C-A-L-M.
Yes.
Calm, like the word.
Yep.
We're proud to be partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to calm.com/TMOS, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds, sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. It's okay to need help sometimes, and Calm can provide support. I really want you to take advantage of this. It's something that can help you in your day-to-day life. For our listeners of our show, Calm is offering a special limited-time promotion of 40% off at calm.com/TMOS. Go to calm.com/TMOS for 40% off, and do it today. We love Calm. You will, too. Unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com /TMOS. Let's open up the digital dumpster and see who's in there today. Oh, it's Rob.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
He's dead.
He is. Well, everyone's dead in the dumpster.
Good day.
That's true. Yep. Good day. Thank you, Paul.
Good day.
All right. ABC has been running this limited series called Mike Tyson, The Knockout.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's always fun to hear what's in Mike Tyson's mind. They ask him if this return to fighting will help him revisit what they call the old Mike Tyson.
When the bell sounds of the upcoming fight, part of you will return to the old Mike Tyson, you think?
Things happen when two men get in the ring and we throw punches. It's an unwritten clause in our contract. From our experience on being young fighters and watching our friends, it's an unwritten clause that anytime during training and fighting, you can die.
The old Mike Tyson, I would imagine, wanted that to happen. It was okay of the idea of the opponent dying or you having to die to be successful.
Well, that guy, he didn't have any self-love or self-respect. So, of course, he don't want to live. He doesn't like himself.
Uplifting.
Mm. Pretty heavy. Remember, I paid the $75 for the last Tyson fight?
Yeah.
The Roy Jones one?
I would want my money back. If I cared enough to even think about it, because it was so bad. And I was like, he looks like he's in great shape. I didn't need to see this, him running around the ring, basically doing nothing. And then I forgot about it until I heard his voice. And All I know is you owe me $75.
It was that bad?
It was terrible.
You could get the 75 from the old Mike Tyson.
And we were desperate. Remember, there were no sports. There was nothing. And this
is
all
the definition. I mean, really, it is the definition. You know, I know we've had older boxers. We have had older boxers, but it really is the young man's game. I mean, it's dangerous.
Oh, it's horrible.
A dangerous thing.
And we've interviewed older boxers like Joe Frazier, who had, I mean, it was sad when we had to talk. We got to talk to him.
That happens to quarterbacks in the NFL, too. Yeah. You get banged around. It's gonna go down like that. But I don't doubt if you're a professional heavyweight boxer in the prime of your career, you have to go in there with. You have to throw that away. You want to kill the guy.
You do.
Kill the guy, so what? He's trying to kill you. Terrifying, really, when you think about it. And we eat it up because we're animals. We are. We're animals. That's why I like to watch boxing. I know that. I'm in touch with that. I get it. Say, you know, I like MMA, too.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I choked on the corn Carla cooked.
Yeah. I think I have a leg in my neck.
Ooh, thank you.
But you don't have to. You don't have to be.
The old throat. Your throat muscles as you get older. I'm turning into my Uncle Bill Sheehan. I swear to God.
Every meal, right?
Yeah. Not every meal. But man, dry rice.
Oh, the worst.
Forget about dry rice. That'll just lay there on your larynx.
But Mike, the good news is you don't need to be a boxer or a football player to really let yourself become a disaster. You could be the lead singer of Motley Crue.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend, Vince Neil he's touring again.
I heard this.
And he just didn't have a good day as he was doing his concert, but at least he was honest with his audience. He's doing Helter Skelter by the Beatles, and he doesn't know the words. I love that he says, my voice is effing gone. We're not going to do this. Thank you. Thank you.
And just quit.
He just quit.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And that's always sad to see a rock and roller sing against a track like that because it makes you
appreciate the guys that, you know, keep their instruments into their 70s, like friggin' Steven Tyler and Mick Jagger that figure out a way. There are tricks of the trade. I have heard and I have also read about it where there are a lot of things they do with the old vocal cords to keep them in great shape. You can't just go out there
and
wing it. You've
got to gargle like special materials.
Yeah. I mean, their voices. To do on the show. Lucille Ball is a great example of that. I can't do that. I do that, I'll be gone for 2 days. It's horrible. I can't do the hello, how are you? It's just horrible for me to do that now.
When you see someone like Stevie Wonder who has preserved his voice and it sounds exactly the same as it did 40 years
ago.
Well, doesn't it have to do with like senses? Like he can't see, so his vocal cords are stronger.
He has mostly a keen sense of smell, is what it is.
That is so totally politically incorrect right there. That was something else. We don't get that very much. That's like that's old zoo material right here.
I wish everyone would stop. Mike, stop the string of robberies. Stop making fun of West Virginia. It's not funny. All right?
Okay.
And they're trying to get people vaccinated, and they've put a premium on the line. Stop making fun of West Virginia. It's not the stereotypical place that you think it is. Here is West Virginia Governor Jim Justice talking about how you can get rewarded for being vaccinated by Father's Day.
On Father's Day, we're also going to give away two brand new custom outfitted trucks. We're going to give five custom hunting rifles and five custom hunting shotguns away. And also on Father's Day, we're going to make one of you a millionaire.
You see?
Just watch out for them dinosaurs.
What about the full rides to college? I like those.
Yes. No, they're giving away trucks and guns.
It's pandering to the absolute idiots of our world.
Trucks and guns.
You know? I might as well get it if I can get a truck.
Would you save your life in exchange for a custom hunting shotgun?
Nope. Don't care. Got one that works just fine.
What about a brand new truck?
Oh, now you're talking.
All right. I think we'll use Johnson & Johnson on you.
All right.
All right. All right. Yeah. Let's close with this. This is a good theme park hack I had never heard before from Disney. If you go to a Disney property and you're not dressed appropriately, check this out.
Okay, guys, new Disney hack. If you're wearing a shirt that shows a little underboob, they'll write you a ticket when you first enter Magic Kingdom so you can get a free shirt at the nearest gift shop. I just got a $75 t-shirt just because I was wearing a shirt that was exposing my underboob a little bit. So, yeah, if you want free Disney shirts, that's the hack.
But you see, this is different. If you go to King's Dominion, I wear a tank top and all they do is give me pasties. But that's your digital dumpster. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, good for you!